it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, it works for me. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's the telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use, not only to get this terrific programming, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is iHeart, Stitcher, TuneIn, you name it, it's there for you. You can click on the Listen Live button. You can pull down something maybe you heard yesterday or you missed yesterday, I should say, an interview that's coming up or, you know, anything along those lines. And honestly, radio has to adapt. Media has adapted to the lifestyles and the ways that we go about our business each and every day. We're heading to work. We're heading to the gym. Just heading outdoors to go do something. Sometimes you're sitting at your desk. Well, if you got a laptop, if you have an iPhone, if you have an Android, the old school PC, you know, we run the studio through the PC here, and that's the way it goes sometimes. And, you know, it's all there. It's right in front of you. And it's a beautiful thing because you can kind of pick and choose, whether it's the Jefe, whether it's Tittle, whether it's Jerry overnight. Go to our website. There's a Listen Live button right there. Click on it. Boom. You're into the action. It's a beautiful thing. And, you know, as your life evolves, a lot of people work from home. A lot of people still go into the office. You know, you work different shifts. Some people start their day at 10 a.m. Some people start their day at 6 a.m. It's all about being able to conform to what you need us to do as far as the media goes. And for us, most important of all, is the American Forces Radio Network. Those guys and girls are out there. They protect us. They're internationally protecting us. They're domestically protecting us. It's all over the place that they are. We are all over the place trying to give them a little taste of home. We're very happy, very proud to do that. We're going to set up this edition of The Attack right on the other side. Let's tap on the brakes. We'll get out of here. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984. and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. Really? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack at Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more your thing, and hopefully some of you are out there tweeting away in Twitter land. And interesting day in the world of sports. Not only did we have the NBA Finals, but also Bob Stoops stepping down immediately as head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners. And we'll have Joey McWilliams on at 40 after the hour. Robert, let me know that you got that phone number. And we'll be talking to him about the whys and wherefores of that. By surprise, at 56 years of age, stepping away, saying that health was not the primary reason. So we're going to explore that a little bit going forward. But lead story, of course, Cavaliers down 3-0 now in the series, and it's a fait accompli as to who's going to win this. The Cavaliers will not come down back from 3-0, and the championship will go to Golden State. The question will be, will they win it on Cleveland's court, or will they win it at home in Game 5? And I'm watching this game last night, and Cleveland played probably as good a game as they could have played. They did everything they wanted to do. LeBron James stepped up and scored even more than he had with his 39 points on 15 to 27 shooting. Incredibly efficient. But there was Kevin Durant again with 31 points on 10 of 18. And the Golden State Warriors win with a 29 to 19 fourth quarter wipeout, and they win 118 to 113 against Cleveland. They are just that good. And it's unfortunate for Cleveland. Any other year, they would be winning a championship. But this ain't going to happen for them. It's just how it is. And unfortunately, there won't be a defense for Cleveland. I mean, unfortunately for Cleveland, I have no rooting interest in this. But watching the game last night, you couldn't have asked Cleveland to do much more than what they did. I mean, the only person in their lineup that really had a bad game as such was Kevin Love. He just couldn't get his shot to fall, but it didn't take him out of his game. He had 13 rebounds, 4 on the offensive end. LeBron, as I said, 39 points, efficient shooting. Kyrie with 38 points, efficient shooting. Everybody was making their free throws. You know, J.R. Smith stepped up 5 of 10 for 16 points. They didn't get a great amount off the bench, but Kyle Korver stepped up with 8 points, including a dunk, which everybody was astounded by. Golden State's just a better team. And, you know, when you look at it yesterday, Draymond with his 8 points, and you say, okay, well, Well, let me tell you something. He had 7 assists, and his passing was just unbelievable yesterday. He was hitting his teammates every time in every single spot that they needed to be hit. It shows the beauty of his game, how good he could be when he wants to be, when he keeps his head in the game. They're that good and that complete of a basketball team. And, you know, when you look at the rest of what's around there, you know, Clay had a good game last night. And the whole team really stepped up in a big way. You know, Thompson had 30 points. Steph had 26. As I said, Durant with his 31. This is, in the way NBA basketball is being played right now, this is as complete and well-formed a team as there is out there. You can't argue against it. Are they an all-time team? Yeah, they are. Yeah. You know, it'll be 2 championships in 3 years. Should have had a 3rd, albeit for Draymond not being able to keep his head about him. But, you know, honestly, Golden State, which, I'll tell you something, you think about it, they used to be a joke of an organization, you know, truthfully. And when you think about where they were just a few years ago, and remember when they traded Monta Ellis and all the blowback on that where ownership got booed? Yeah, well, not so much anymore, huh? Let's not forget the short memory on that. But this team, the way it's put together, it's not a traditional dominating big man team. Not like the old days. It's complete ball movement. Phil should be going to school on this, by the way, if you're up here in New York. Move the ball around. Everybody's doing their part. They play defense. Not great defense, but they play defense. But they flat out outscore other teams. They basically say to you, we dare you to try to outscore us. And that's what Cleveland tried to do yesterday. You know, they were hanging around. Golden State had the lead at halftime, but it was not insurmountable. Cleveland came out with 33 third quarter points and had the lead going into the fourth quarter. And Golden State just took it away from them. And you could see the fatigue on Cleveland at the end of that third quarter. They were starting to show it a little bit. And then in the fourth quarter, when Golden State turned up the jets, Cleveland just didn't have an answer. And those last 3 minutes where they didn't score, it was almost like schoolyard basketball. They were just daring them to try to run up and down, and the legs weren't there. It's literally what it came down to. The legs were not there for Cleveland. And, you know, again, it's not a knock. There's no bad coaching here. There's no bad playing here. It's strictly one team is better. That's really all it came down to. One team is better. And it was a tough regular season for Cleveland. You know, they were 2nd in their conference. They battled for quite a while trying to maintain the number 1, but weren't able to hold on to it. Golden State just cruised. And as constituted, this is a team. JaVale McGee is going to get a ring, people. Isn't that something? Matt Barnes is going to get a ring. He'll probably punch somebody with it, but he's going to get a ring. And you really can't take anything away from this team. And look, I mean, they have to play the games. They have to get it yet. But if there's any doubt in anybody's mind, who's going to walk away with this NBA championship? Well, you're high. It's not going to go the way of Cleveland. You know, I'll be just curious to see tomorrow whether or not they have some fight left in them. And it's going to be tough to get up for it. They know they're done. But they are professionals, and it is LeBron. We'll tap on the brakes, step aside for just a second. We'll come back and continue right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hey, that's really good, man. Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, hopefully so. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Joey McWilliams at 40 after to talk about Bob Stoops and his unexpected departure from the Oklahoma Sooners. You know, again, in this game, ebb and flow intensity to start out with. Crowd was into it. But it was apparent early on that everything Cleveland was doing, Golden State was capable of matching, and then some. They had that great third quarter, and hope sprung eternal. But you could see, though, that the more energetic team on the court was the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, was the Golden State Warriors. And, there was no bad play in this basketball game. It was played relatively clean. 12 turnovers with Cleveland to 18 for Golden State. 9 steals to 8 steals. It was a balanced basketball game. But unfortunately for Cleveland, just the more talented, and that three that Kevin Durant made over LeBron James with 45 seconds left was it. And, it was war going down the stretch. The Warriors trailed by 6 with 3 minutes left. And Cleveland was expending everything they had, but you could see they were exhausted. And this is exactly the reason why Kevin Durant got brought in, was for this particular moment. Not that other guys on the team are not capable of doing that, but at this particular moment, to get this particular job done. And it's exactly what he did. I mean, it's hard to imagine, because you think of Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook playing together for so long and just being young, talented basketball players. Well, Kevin's been in the league a long time now. And having been from Oklahoma City and lived out there, I can understand the betrayal aspect of it in that town. But we often talk about the fact that sports, professional sports, is not only a job, it's a cold-blooded business sometimes. And for all the criticism that Durant got for leaving Oklahoma City, he left for one specific reason, and that was to win a championship. And he felt his best opportunity to do it. I mean, let's be honest. He could have gone to Cleveland. He could have gone anywhere. But he felt the ability to win was out in Golden State. And his 14 fourth quarter points, his taking over the game, they're not having an answer on the Cleveland side. That all came into play. It was the perfect dynamic for him. And as I said going into this series, there was no pressure, particularly with Golden State just steamrolling all their competition. There was no real pressure on Kevin Durant until he got to this position. And this position being the finals, LeBron, the defending champions, the exact reason why he was brought in. Well, he hasn't disappointed. He's leading the team in scoring. He's been coming up with the big shots. And yesterday, when they were down on the road against a hostile home crowd, but for anybody who was watching the game like I was, you could see Cleveland could be had. Hands were on knees. They were exhausted. They had no bench options to go to. At this point in time, it was our best against your best. And Kevin Durant took the game over. It's exactly why they brought him in. And, you know, let's not forget, on those Oklahoma City Thunder teams that had come up short, one of the accusations were that Kevin couldn't win the big game and didn't come up with the points when it mattered. Another false accusation, same as what they've been saying about LeBron over the years, because he won plenty of big games in Oklahoma City. He just never got them to a title. Well, that's about to change. And, you know, it marks the maturity of a player. He's been in the league a while now, and it's hard to imagine him and Russ and, you know, being around for a while. You know, Steph, the same thing. Steph's been around for a while now. And when you watch the maturity of a basketball team and how they grow and how they mature, it's fun to watch. And that's exactly what's happening with Golden State. The people that are going to knock them will be out there. You know, it's going to be they bought a championship and this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, let's be honest about it. They'd be defending NBA champions, albeit for Draymond Green not being able to keep his head. So they added another piece. And this time around, they're going to leave no doubt. There was no response from Cleveland. Kyrie Irving had a wide open three from the right side where he likes to shoot them. And then the Warriors made their free throws in the final, you know, 12.9 seconds, and that's it. What I liked about this was at the end of the game, you know, they celebrated together. It was brief. Down the hallway into the locker room. Take care of their business. That's all. He keeps growing, however, which I have gotten a chuckle out of. He's gone from 6'10 to 6'11. Now in the articles, they're calling him a 7-footer. I don't know. Whatever. Everything's kind of falling into place. Kerr's back on the bench. And I'll be curious to see what his future is after this series. He may want to step aside with his health. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. You know, Andre Iguodala was big. Big defensive plays on his part. He stripped LeBron a couple of times. You know, it was still a game at the end. And I want you to misunderstand from what I was saying before. It was still a game. But that fatigue factor, that inability to get that little bit of extra lift, you know, Golden State had him. LeBron was going to try to shoot a three with about 12, 13 seconds left. Iguodala stripped him. And the problem for Cleveland was once they had the lead, they just couldn't hit the accelerator hard enough to get as far ahead as they needed to be. And that was the shame of it. I mean, what else could you ask LeBron to do? You know, there was nothing left for him to do. And the frightening thing about this for LeBron is the way this Golden State team is structured and the fact that there are teams that are starting to make strides in the East. You know, look at Washington. Look at what the Celtics are doing. You know, the Bulls are trying to get it right. It's tough for them. But this could end up being his last go-round as far as the ability to go and win a championship. It's entirely possible. It's also entirely possible he may take a stroll from Cleveland. And don't discount that either, because the hunger is going to be there to be able to win another ring. He's just not so sure he's going to be able to win it with Cleveland. Joey McWilliams on the other side right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6-7 through 6-14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Joey McWilliams joining us from OklahomaSports.net. Joey, welcome aboard. Very unexpected news coming out of the state of Oklahoma.
Good morning, Bob. No question about that. I don't think there's any doubt that most everyone around here that follows sports, and even those that don't, I mean, we know the name Bob Stoops. That's a big name in our state, whether you're an avid sports watcher or not, and it was a big surprise yesterday.
Health, pressure, combination of both, lifestyle, what did he attribute it to?
Well, he mentioned in his remarks that, this was not about health. He actually had spoken with a couple of reporters that it was not about health. Don't worry about him. He's fine. However, I do remember a few years back. It's been about 10 years ago that he had said that he didn't see himself coaching at 65. He's in his late 50s right now. There is some heart disease in the family. Of course, his father had passed away with a heart issue, actually on the sideline, and so that's a big deal. That stands out to folks who follow him and follow his career and his family, and what a great coaching family it is, by the way, too. And so, you know, he had mentioned, actually speaking with reporters, I believe it was about 7 years ago, that he was speaking with Coach Steve Spurrier, said, "I don't see myself coaching at 65. So that probably at some point does factor in. Is that an immediate concern? I don't think so, and I think that he did want to let the people know that, no, he's not in danger right now, but now's just a good time.
You know, and that's, I saw that too, you know, the fact that his dad had passed from heart disease, and, you know, I guess that was in the back of his mind, but I also found the timing a little bit strange. I mean, here they were. They'd gone through recruiting season. They'd had spring practice. They're gearing up for a brand new season. Why now, as opposed to coaching out the season and then stepping aside after the year?
Well, in his comments, and you know, following those through, and you try to pick those things apart, but then a part of me, as a fan of Oklahoma football, you know, lifelong fan of Oklahoma football, brought up to enjoy the Sooners. Even though I'm an Oklahoma State graduate now, but still brought up to enjoy the Sooners, you know, you don't want to pick it apart too much, because you want to just enjoy the fact that Bob Stoops has been the coach at Oklahoma football for 18 years. I was going to do a story this summer about the fact that every single coach, college football coach at all levels in the state of Oklahoma, was going to be in the same position from 1 year to the next, and that hadn't happened in decades. Well, that story's out the window.
Yeah.
not going to happen now. But just the fact that it is a good time for another person to step in. He said and compared the coaching job as part of a relay race, part of something that was a relay. He wasn't going to do it forever. He was pleased with the time that he had run and felt like he had done his job well, and I think anyone legitimately should feel like he has done his job well. The national championship has been, you know, more than a decade and a half ago, but still there have been 10 Big 12 championships, all the players that he's coached at this level. It is a good time to really hand off to someone else if you want them to do their job well. And I would imagine any coach would want the person to follow him to be a success as well. You don't want to be selfish in that and say, well, I'm just the best coach ever, and you know, anyone after me, it's not going to be as good. You want the program to do well following you, and he's put Lincoln Riley in a fantastic position. You know, this recruiting class of 2017 you were mentioning, it's a good class. Sooner Squad 17, as they have called it, and 27 signees, 20 of those are four-star recruits, just some really, you know, big names. Lincoln Riley has the arsenal that he has right now that's already there is pretty solid. He has some good recruits that could see some time this year, including, you know, running back Trey Sermon, local players that were recruited highly. Levi Draper from Collinsville, a linebacker, can pretty much do anything. 6'4", this guy's impressive, as well as Creed Humphrey, who is rated as the third best center in the country, from just down the road in Shawnee. So the arsenal's there. I think that he's leaving Riley in a great position.
Well, and which leads to the question, you know, you go from the longest tenured FBS coach in Bob Stoops, now Kirk Ferentz, to the youngest coach in FBS in Lincoln Riley. Why Lincoln Riley, and what can we expect out of him?
Well, I think what we've come to expect so far is a solid offense, and that's something that you know, fans around here really appreciate. They appreciate what they've seen from him and what he was able to do with Baker Mayfield, and what he'll be able to do for one more season with Baker Mayfield, and then that recruiting that comes from here of knowing, okay, this is the kind of offensive coach that you have. You know, you look back, by the way, in a young coach in Lincoln Riley. I'm used to seeing the pictures of Bob Stoops as he is now. And in the past 24 hours, I've been going over the internet and looking back and seeing, you know, back in 1999 when he came on, and those are some really young pictures of Bob Stoops. So
yeah.
The youth there you know, we see Bob as he is now. 18 years ago, he was looking pretty young as well.
Well, I mean, it's difficult to comprehend because I guess you think of these guys as just eternal until they're not. And,
right.
You know, I look at Stoops on the sidelines, and I mean, hell, I'm 62. You know, so I'm seeing a guy that's younger than me who has the world in the palm of his hands. I mean, having lived out in Oklahoma as long as I have, you know, you'll hear the rumblings every once in a while because, as you said, the national championship is a bit back in the rearview mirror. But they've been involved in the championship games. They're certainly competitive for the Final Four every year. They're certainly going to be competitive for it this year with, you know, their star coming back. And it just, again, I just did find the timing a little bit curious. And as I was doing my research last night, I was just thinking to myself, my goodness, there must be something more to it than this. But maybe I'm just reading more into it than is actually there. Maybe he just feels it's the right time to step aside.
Well, there are a couple of things in particular that come to mind on my end. I mean, it's no secret that there have been some issues off the field. I mean, you know, and this goes even within the past 12 months. You have the Baker Mayfield incident back in March in Arkansas. You have one of those highly touted recruits in quarterback Chris Robinson, one of two players that was arrested for public intoxication just following the spring game. I mean, this young man had a fantastic spring game, and less than, you know, 16 hours later, he's been arrested for public intoxication. And besides all that, and we've talked about this before, the Big 12 hasn't convinced anyone, I don't think, that they're even going to be around in 10 years. So, you know, that could be one of those things that he sees that now it's a good time to get out. And I think that there could be another personal factor. And as a father, I mean, this is something that I think about personally. I mean, he has three children. Two of them, his twin sons, will be seniors this year at Norman North. Now, if you know anything about Oklahoma sports, and I know, Bob, you do, there are two teams in the state's highest class in high school football that have dominated football for the past two-plus decades, more than 20 years, and that's Jinx and Union. Norman North played for a state title against Union last year, lost 57-43, but I think that's just about as close as any team out of the West has come over this last 20-plus years. And one of his son, actually both of them, Drake being an all-state wide receiver, they have an opportunity to do something that, you know, he may as a father just want to say, look, I'd like to see this one more year. I was speaking with a young man locally just the other day, just this week, someone that I had coached playing high school basketball, and we did well during his time. We did all right. He's now taking over a business, and I just wanted to congratulate him. And as we were talking, he had said, Coach, I wish you'd stayed another couple of years. I think we could have gone a little farther. And I stepped out quite simply because I wanted to get to watch my daughter play. And yeah. I was coaching one place, she was playing in another. And I got to watch the last 3 years that she played. I missed just two games in that time, and I did the right thing. Now, I'm not comparing my coaching ability to Bob Stoops by any stretch of the imagination in this universe or probably two or three others, but that could be a factor, and as a father, I mean, that stands out to me.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can appreciate all that. And again, he's not, you know, he's not old, but he's not young. I mean, when you look at the level of burnout with these coaches, and I mean, we've seen it recently, I guess it does come to that point where you just feel whether or not it's worth it or not. And it's funny, you referenced Steve Spurrier. And he had the comment, and I never knew that they had that close of a relationship, but I guess evidently they do. And he talked about how Stoops had mentioned to him that he doesn't want to go from the sidelines to the graveyard. And, I mean, that's a pretty serious statement.
Right.
And I, you know, Steve Spurrier, he fortunately took the opposite approach. I mean, everybody would get on him for the fact that he spent as much time on the golf course as he did on the sidelines. But it was his way of working, and he wasn't one of those 23-hour guys in the office and then an hour at home. He was, you know, split it right down the middle, and he kept his life pretty well balanced. Most coaches can't do that, and I guess Stoops found himself in that predicament of not being able to balance life and coaching.
Well, I do remember, and I was young at the time when Bear Bryant stepped out. And one of the things that, stood out to me, even as a young person, he said, you know, I won't last a year after coaching. And he didn't. And, you know, if Bob Stoops recognizes that and can say, look, I've got a family, I've got more that I need to be doing following my coaching tenure, then good for him. And, you know, I'm proud of him for making that decision if that factored in. And of course, you know, people talk. There's so much that's being said today, yesterday will be said for the next 3 days. I mean, for all the local sports talk shows around the state of Oklahoma, I mean, this pretty much is your rundown. For the remainder of this week, you're going to talk about so many things, the national championship, and should it have been more? I mean, this is an Oklahoma program, by the way, that's won 7 national championships in the last year and a half, 5 of them since the calendar turn, with yep. 2 in gymnastics and 1 in men's golf, 1 in men's doubles tennis. Of course, the one that just happened 2 days ago.
Yeah, literally won the day before yesterday, right.
Right, and Patty Gasso now has won 4 national championships, and her first one came, by the way, back in 2000 when football won the national championship following the 2000 season. So there's a lot of talk about that, and you know, could there have been more? I think there was a lot of surprise, too, locally, that the announcement was made 1 day following the national championship for the softball team, and I don't think that Bob Stoops necessarily wanted to make that announcement yesterday, but he may have been pushed just a little bit from some of the local media who were going to release it anyway. So he went ahead and stepped up and made it. I was surprised by that. That was something that took me back just a little bit. 1 day following the exciting national championship, of course, on Monday night, that 17-inning marathon game with Florida on national television. Fantastic game to watch, but maybe it came just a bit early. But still, I think that we're all surprised about it here, and from this point, you get behind Lincoln Riley, as I believe Coach Stoops would want us to do, and cheer him on.
Well, I've got you for another minute, so, you know, what do you think, and I guess this is the relevant question, does this hurt OU in the living rooms going forward? Will some of the teams in the 12 be able to close the gap, and of course give the 411 on oklahomasports.net?
Okay. First question, no. No, I don't think so at all. Everything is still in place. And you have players that have come out, again, on social media. We already know how they feel, and they feel like Coach Riley is the person to step in. If there's going to be anyone to step in, he's the one. He's been recruiting on both sides of the ball, not just on the offensive side. He's stepped up, and he's done his job and been, I believe, instrumental in bringing players in. He already has the respect of the players, I believe, that are already there as they've seen what he can do on the offensive side of the ball, and now he just, you know, moves to a different place on the bench, if you will. And so, no, I don't think that it changes. I think there will be a big game in the early part of November with Oklahoma State, and it could very well be a rematch in the Big 12 championship, but I don't think it changes that much. It does make for an interesting Saturday in October, by the way, with Tom Herman on the Texas sideline now, and that could be a fun one to watch, and that would be an interesting game. But no, I don't think this changes it, especially for year one of Riley's time. And by the way, you can catch lots of sports, all levels of college and high school sports at oklahomasports.net. And, Bob, it's fun to be with you. Thank you again for having me.
Anytime. Thanks, Joey. Be good.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Joey McWilliams here in the attack. Bob Stoops unexpectedly stepping out. Quite the shock in the world of college sports. But come back on the other side. We'll wrap up this hour and get on to bigger and better things on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. number. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I better use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
Well, that he does. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. And, you know, again, the unexpected departure of Bob Stoops. We'll get into it a little more in hour two as the 12 get shaken up. And as Joey said, and I thought it was a great point, there's no guarantee 5 years from now, 10 years from now, that the Big 12 is even going to exist. You know, they just seem to be unwilling to deal with what they need to do. And, you know, maybe that was part of the decision as well. But we'll see. That's it for hour one of the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We're going to step aside. Stay tuned for the news. And we will be back with more fun and frivolity right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If Director Comey had felt like he was being pressured by this president to interfere or in any way intervene in this investigation, the director was responsible to report that.
That's Utah Republican Congressman Chris Stewart, one of many lawmakers already commenting on fired FBI Director James Comey's expected testimony before he even delivers it. That after Comey does release his opening statement that he'll read today before a Senate panel. Here's correspondent Terry Moore.
Trump's lawyer, Mark Kasowitz, says the president is pleased that Comey confirmed that the president was not under investigation as part of the Russia probe. He says the president is eager to move forward with his agenda.
But also in that statement, Comey says President Trump urged him in March to lift the cloud of the Russia investigation. We'll hear from FBI Director Comey himself when that hearing begins at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. Save $100 on a Kobalt 227-piece standard and metric mechanics tool set, including a hard case, now for just $99. And power your next project with a Porter Cable 2-tool 20-volt cordless combo drill driver kit with soft case, now also just $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 6/8 through 6/12. Drill driver offer valid through 6/23 while supplies last, U.S. only.
Police in Ukraine confirming an explosion at the U.S. embassy there after a device was thrown onto the grounds of the embassy. No injuries are reported. The woman accused of leaking classified intelligence information to the media, now expected to plead not guilty. Reality Winner will be in court today for a bond hearing. The 25-year-old federal contractor for the NSA accused of taking government documents and giving them to the media.
Obamacare is in a total death spiral.
President Trump speaking in Cincinnati and leaning on the U.S. Senate to pass a health care bill.
And the problems will only get worse if Congress fails to act.
At that Ohio stop yesterday, President Trump praised the House for last month's passage of the bill aimed at repealing and replacing Obamacare, and said Senate Republicans are busily crafting their own version, but he blamed Democrats for standing in the way. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
British voters to decide today what kind of government's going to lead them into the upcoming Brexit talks, as Prime Minister Theresa May's Conservatives have lost much of the 20-point lead they had in the polls when the election was originally called. Today's vote coming after a deadly terror attack in London over the weekend, the third in Britain in 3 months' time. A newly elected Montana congressman who won a special election last month and attacked a reporter the night before the balloting, now apologizing again and making a donation to a press organization. Mark Mayfield has more.
Republican Greg Gianforte body-slammed Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs a day before winning the election. Wednesday, he issued a written apology taking full responsibility for the assault and admitting that Jacobs did not initiate any physical contact. Gianforte also made a $50,000 donation to the Committee to Protect Journalists. The written apology and donation settle any potential civil claims.
Bill Cosby's lawyers continuing to try to cast doubt on his accuser's testimony at the comedian's sexual assault trial in Pennsylvania. The former Temple University worker had previously testified that Cosby drugged and molested her when she visited his home in 2004. Yesterday, Cosby's defense team said Andrea Constand had been alone with him numerous times before that alleged assault. And a painting by famed artist Jackson Pollock found in an Arizona attic recently could fetch as much as $10 million. It's set to be auctioned later this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of
of experts will handle all paperwork, and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Sounds like fun to me. Welcome back to The Attack, Bob Black. Senor Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Stoppery telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. We give them love. They love us right back. Well, you know what the drill is. We can't go down the whole list because it's too damn long. So, well, we give you our best thoughts. That's the best way we can do it. And just keep listening because we really appreciate you being out there for us. However, in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, platforms you can use not only to get this terrific program, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is the Hefe and Jerry and Tittle and, you know, Wrestling Observer and all the stuff that you can grab. All you have to do is go to the website, click on the Listen Live button, and we're right there for you. And it's a beautiful thing because you're heading out to work, you're heading to the gym, you're getting about your day, and you only have a certain amount of time that you can listen and a certain amount that you want to listen to. And you have to be able to pick and choose. It's called radio on the go because that's the direction the medium has gone in. And that's the way it is. And we've adapted accordingly. So if you're on your iPhone, or you're on your Android, or you're sitting at your desk and you're clicked on your PC and there you are, or you're on your laptop doing some work in Starbucks or wherever, well, we're right there for you. And it's a beautiful thing. Most important for us is the American Forces Radio Network. And the reason why, these guys and girls give everything. And sometimes they give everything, including their lives, to protect and defend this country and give me the right to flip open this microphone and talk about anything that I want to talk about. And both Joe and I are very happy and proud to be a part of it. We wouldn't trade it for anything. We're going to step aside, set the table for hour two right after the short timeout. Let's tap on the brakes, listen to the commercials. They pay the bills.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Works for me. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We'll continue along with Bob Stoops here and then get into various other things in the world of sports. And, it's Stoops, and we've talked about this many times on this show. If you want to say he underachieved, I guess you could make that argument. But as we've seen throughout the years in any sport, getting to the top of the mountain is an incredible achievement, number one. And number two, it getting back once you've been there is really problematic. It's very difficult. Better coaches than Stoops have tried. Worse coaches than Stoops have tried. He goes down as one of the best coaches in OU history, right there with Bud Wilkinson and with Barry. And you don't forget, he took over this program where OU football was down and out, and the post-Switzer era had been that, a bunch of errors, and they tried everybody from John Blake to retread coaches to you name it. They had Howard Schnellenberger, who had won a national championship, and he lasted one whole year. Stoops came in as a young man. And he's going out as a middle-aged man. And, he's the winningest coach in OU history with 190-48 record, 121-29 in Big 12 play. And he went to a bowl game in every single one of his 18 seasons, going 9-9. If you're going to knock him for that, come on, please. He's fourth among active FBS coaches, behind Brian Kelly with 230 wins, Nick Saban with 205, and the ageless Bill Snyder with 202. In the 18 years, only four times did they win less than 10 games, and he never had a losing record. Two Heisman Trophy winners, Jason White and Sam Bradford. It's pretty hardcore. He had a pretty great run as OU champion. Biggest problem that he had, the knock on him, was that he won that championship after 2 years. You know, beating Florida State in his second season. They got in there three more times. They lost to LSU in 2003, USC in 2004, and Florida in 2008. They made it into the playoff in 2015. The respect among his peers, big time. You know, Mack Brown, where they had one hell of a rivalry, gave him a lot of credit for turning things around and putting their program back into prominence again. Stoops won 11-7 against Texas in his tenure. And don't kid yourself, that was every bit as big a part of him keeping his job as being involved in championship games and bowl games. You know, he managed to win that Red River Shootout a lot. You know, and now it's going to be first year head coaches. And you talk about the litmus test. Tom Herman taking over and now Lincoln Riley. That's going to be fun. Because that really starts you off. You know, the reaction from the players. Baker Mayfield saying thanks. I'm forever grateful. Touched a lot of lives. He also have to give a lot of credit to David Boren, the president of the university, Joe Castiglione, for staying steady. You know, a lot of these guys end up being knee-jerk as far as president of universities and athletic directors and things along those lines. And when these guys aren't doing as well as they think they should, they get them out. But they didn't do that. I mean, look, this is, you know, the Stoops family is a coaching family. As we talked about with Joey McWilliams, you know, his dad was a coach. His brothers are coaches. You know, Mike is the defensive coordinator. And it's a question I probably should have asked Joey, but they bypassed Mike, who has head coaching experience. You know, at Arizona, didn't succeed, but they bypassed him for the younger candidate for the offensive coordinator in Lincoln Riley. So I'll be curious to see if Mike steps away, which is a distinct possibility. Mark Stoops has been coaching at Kentucky since 2012, and he's done a real good job there. You know, you think about guys who have been under Bob Stoops. You know, Mike Leach was an assistant. Bo Pelini was an assistant. Kevin Sumlin was an assistant. Jay Norvell has done well at Nevada, was an assistant. You know, and Stoops is now going to be a special assistant to the athletic department, which, you know, look, it's all relative. You know, it's a job and name only. I'm sure he'll be around the campus every now and then. And maybe he gets the itch again. You know, maybe somebody comes at him with a big-time offer. But as Joey said, it's, you know, he's got two kids that are playing high school ball, and they're going into their senior year. He and his wife plan to stay in Norman, at least for right now. And I think Spurrier said it best. You know, here's a guy at this point in his life who's just ready to go to the beach, watch his kid play ball. It must be tough for him to step away, knowing that his team is good, You know, they're ranked top 10, top 5 in most polls. They have Baker Mayfield back. They got a deep recruiting class, as we talked about with Joey. You know, Lincoln Riley's first game is against UTEP on September 2nd. Then he gets Ohio State. Hello. Welcome to the big leagues. And Lincoln Riley was certainly respected by the university. He got a pretty nice raise. He was making $1.3 a year as an offensive coordinator. So they extended him out, and obviously they wanted to keep him. But those are big shoes to fill. High-powered offense, very little defense. You know, let's see if Mark Stoops sticks around, number one. If he does, what they're able to do as far as putting a better defense on the field will go a long way in determining whether or not OU returns to national prominence again and is able to go after a national championship. We'll pick it up right there on the other side and then move on to other things right after a short timeout. Bob Black, don't go anywhere.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Spano and Black Attack.
Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. I'm slowly recovering from this summer cold. My voice is getting a little stronger, and you know, each and every day it gets a little better. But it's amazing how tiring doing 2 hours will get you when you haven't been feeling particularly well. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA, talking to some Bob Stoops, and you know, look, it the baton gets passed. It always does in the world of sports. How do you follow the legend? And Lincoln Riley will get his chance. He'll get 3 years. You know, he's fortunate in that he's coming into a national championship contending team going forward at OU. And he's got a Heisman Trophy finalist in Baker Mayfield. And you know, we'll see how it plays out. You know, preseason, yeah, we'll see. You know, OU's in the top five in most of the polls that I looked at on the break. Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. They'll be there. They'll be there. But then it's up to Lincoln Riley to keep it going. And that'll determine whether or not he keeps his job. You know. It's, and he's young. 33 years of age. That's young. You know, it's people forget. It's, the ability to coach and coordinate an entire program takes a lot of maturity. You know, when you look at the guys who have started very young, and some of them flame out, some of them make it. You know, it's funny. You look at Stoops' record against top 10 opponents. He's got 21 wins. Only Saban is better. Urban Meyer with 19, Les with 18, Tuberville with 17. People forget how good a coach Tommy Tuberville was. But, you know, it's there's going to be a lot going on. I mean, he's going to get threatened by a brand-new coach at Texas. He's going to get threatened in-state by Oklahoma State, who gets back their leading wide receiver and their quarterback, both of whom are going to go pro after this year and be drafted in the first round, barring catastrophic injury. So it's a pretty big mountain to climb. And, you know, Stoops' name has been out there for a long time, you know, to other college programs in the National Football League, and he stayed steadfast. So, you know, again, big surprise coming out, and you know, we'll see how it plays out. You know, we'll stick with college football for this segment. Michigan State having issues. 3 former Michigan State players accused of sexual assault pled not guilty to those charges in East Lansing over the course of the last couple of days. Josh King, Donnie Corley, and Demetric Vance. And they got dismissed from the program on Tuesday after the judge signed warrants for their arrests. There was a party back in January and enough evidence where the judge issued the warrants. King got let out in handcuffs, $25,000 bond. And according to the police report, he pulled a young woman into the bathroom and raped her before inviting Corley and Vance into the room to continue the assault. Said detectives discovered a video on King's cell phone of the incident. Shannon Smith, who's King's attorney, told the court that she believes the video will help exonerate her client and show that it was consensual. Hey, I mean, I don't know how it's going to play out. I don't know whether these guys did this or not, whether it was consensual or not. But as D'Antonio said in his statement, that he decided to dismiss all three players immediately because their morals were not where they needed to be. That's convenient. I mean, college kids partying, they get into situations that perhaps they should not be in. Their loins think for their brain. I don't know if it's consensual or not. I hope for the woman's sake that it wasn't an act of violence against her, that she just made a bad choice, and then they made bad choices. But again, you know, when you're in the public eye, you just can't be put in that kind of situation. I feel bad for the woman involved. I don't know what the circumstances were, and we will find out as the trial takes place. But now her good name is soiled. Their good names are soiled, and there's no good that comes out of this. You know? I mean, in today's day and age, we find it bizarre that, you know, somebody would videotape something. But in reality, maybe for all the parties involved, maybe it's good that something was videotaped because they're going to find out the truth. Either way, you know, whether it was an act of violence against this woman, then the three of them should be thrown in jail and throw the key away. And King would be facing life in prison, as well he should. And then Corley and Vance would face up to 15 years for contributing. But if it's the other way and it was consenting, then all four of their lives are destroyed. So either way, you hope that justice is done. One way or the other. You just, you know, I mean, alcohol is always involved at these parties, always. And you have to be aware of what situation you're putting yourself into. That's exactly how it is. You know, unfortunately, it's college, and there's booze. And there's parties, and judgment is not always what you would like it to be. So, we'll see. Another interesting decommitment. Justin Fields, who is number four in the ESPN 300, decommits from Penn State. And Franklin, Coach Franklin, who is on a bit of a roll, this one hurts. And Fields isn't eliminating Penn State from the equation, but he just – and you know what happens with these kids is that they go, they get impressed by a campus, they get blown away by a university, and they think to themselves, okay, this is it. And then people get in their ears and they're like, well, you know, you haven't gone to – College X, and you haven't gone to College Y, and you should really check it out. Go see, you know, why are you limiting yourself? And what happened here is Fields went to a number of different quarterback camps, football camps, and where he wasn't getting offers from other programs, all of a sudden after going to these camps, he started getting some more offers. He got an offer from Florida. He got an offer from Florida State, Georgia, where he's from, is looking at a quarterback in his class. They've shown interest. And all of a sudden, the flattery comes into play. And, you know, it's legit. These are young kids, and they're being shown everything. And it's cool. Now, he may still end up going to Penn State, but it is a hit on their class. They had, I believe, what was the number two class in the nation with him, and now it drops to number four. But it's the second decommit that they've had. Yeah, I'm sorry. Now they were actually number four ranked, and they dropped a couple of slots. So we'll see. He's a five-star. It matters. They'll continue to go after him. But, you know, Florida would be appealing. Florida State would be appealing. And they'd like him. He's a big-time prospect. We'll step on to the other side and continue with some more in the world of sports. There's lots to talk about. NFL, NBA. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6/7 through 6/14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
Yeah, I love you guys too. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, shows off today. You know, interesting story here. Maybe a story of redemption. We'll see how it plays out. But the Atlanta Falcons' new offensive coordinator, Steve Sarkisian, talked about how he got inspired by an interview that happened between Scott Van Pelt and CeCe Sabathia of the New York Yankees to seek treatment for his own alcoholism. And for those of you who don't remember the timeline, Sarkisian went from the University of Washington, well, actually from USC, where he was the offensive coordinator, to the University of Washington to get more head coaching experience, and then ended up back at USC as the head coach, and basically just imploded from that point on, suffering his own substance abuse issues and losing his job, where he got brought in as an offensive consultant after that by Nick Saban, then was promoted to the coordinator position when Lane Kiffin left for FIU. Sarkisian left and went to Atlanta and is the offensive coordinator now with the Atlanta Falcons. Long and winding road. You know, my pop was an alcoholic, and he never, you know, he had glimpses where he dealt with it, sometimes better than others, but, you know, he always managed to hold on to his job and pay the bills and all that kind of good stuff, and it was something we were never able to communicate on. But when you're in a high-profile position where the media is on you, dealing with your demons is not always the easiest of things. And I found it interesting that Sarkisian was able to look and get some inspiration from the fact that another public figure, and for those of you who don't remember, Sabathia, you know, missed his last start of the season a couple of years back because he had hit a point in his life where he was just drunk. And he couldn't deal with it. And it was affecting his family. It was affecting his professional life. He steps into the pretty big shoes of Kyle Shanahan, who got Matt Ryan back on the right track. And it's a lot of pressure. And, you know, you don't minimize it because the guy who, you know, holds a 9-to-5 job has just as much pressure on him to pay his bills as the guy who's the offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons. But it is different in that that offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons leads his life in the public eye. And he goes into hostile situations where he'll walk down the ramp and he'll have people screaming pretty offensive things at him, and he's got to keep his cool, and he has to make sure when he has failure that he doesn't turn to substance in order to deal with the failure or the success for that matter. And it was interesting. So here are these two incredibly different people with one thing in common, and that's athletic competition, finding common ground. And Sarkisian said he was watching the interview with Sabathia and Scott Van Pelt, and Scott Van Pelt shared the fact that his father had been an alcoholic and how his father succumbed to it. And CeCe Sabathia, and I remember, you know, at the time, he decided to go into treatment right before the Major League Baseball playoffs. He just couldn't handle it anymore. And you think about that dynamic. You talk about all the pressure that was on CeCe Sabathia. His teammates, the organization, his contractual obligations, the fans, the family. and the Yankees were going into the playoffs, and he had hit the point where he could not function another day as is. And he bailed. And I remember at the time, you know, there was criticism of him. Not from the organization. The organization stood fast. And not from his teammates and not from his manager, but from fans. How could you do this? How could you bail now? How could you give up on this team now? You know, why couldn't you put this off? Well, the reason why was that those pressures, he just couldn't do it. Not another day. And Sarkisian felt the same way. You know, he talks about it. He said, I knew I needed to go. I didn't know how to go about it. But that thing that gave me a feeling of there's a like person that is going to do this. I know I need to do it. Now how, what, and when? So I made the decision to go do it. It's been the best decision of my life. That's pretty honest stuff right there. And I mean, look, you know, Sabathia is on the back end of his career. You know, he's been arguably the best free agent acquisition in the history of the Yankees. But he's also had his demons. He seems to have it under control, you know. And now he and Sarkisian have this relationship. They talk. I don't know if Sabathia is a sponsor of Sarkisian's. They don't allude to that within the ESPN article. But it is interesting in that, you know, once you enter that type of program, you know, it's an everyday kind of thing. And I don't know if he's an Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, a combination of both. They don't allude to it in the article. But he is in a treatment program. And it's hard. It's very difficult to maintain. I mean, we talked about it with Joey McWilliams about Stoops and the amount of hours you put in, the time you're away from your family, and it's a 24/7, 365 job. Well, that doesn't change when you're a coordinator as opposed to a head football coach. You're having to deal with day in, day out pressure, game plans, wins and losses. You're not recruiting in a National Football League, but there are expectations. And you're joining the staff of a Super Bowl appearing team that they want to get back. And they don't expect a letdown. Matt Ryan's elevated himself to elite level in the quarterback pantheon. And they don't want him to take a step back. He has one of the best wide receivers in football. They expect to build upon last year's success. But he's also going in and filling big footsteps in Kyle Shanahan, who's moved on to the San Francisco 49ers. So any step back in the offense will put additional pressure on Steve Sarkisian. I mean, look, he's got the track record as far as success. But he also has a track record of imploding. So, I mean, when Dan Quinn hired him, Quinn talked about the fact that they spoke for a long time about Sarkisian's issues, personal issues, before hiring him. And obviously, Dan Quinn must be supporting him, Sarkisian, because there will be instances where, you know, and I've seen it with friends, all of a sudden, it's you know, I got to go to a meeting. I have to, you know, I have to, I've got to talk to my sponsor. You know, I'm feeling it right now. I mean, this is tough stuff. It's a hard thing to do, to battle both the demons and have to succeed. And I mean, you know, fortunately, and this is not a luxury that everybody has, you know, there's structure within the National Football League, there's structure around him, where there's a lot of support. You know, the guy who has to get up and hump his ass out to his job every day doesn't always have that kind of support. If you're working in the corporate world, yeah, there's people around you who will help you. There's also people around you who will abandon you. But this pressure that he deals with takes it up an extra notch. And, you know, I've gone to couple of message boards, and there's a lot of people that are just tearing him a new one. You know, he's a millionaire and this, that, and the other thing. One particular guy tearing him a new one for the $30 million lawsuit against USC. You know, that hasn't been resolved. I guess, you know, if he wants to, he could probably eliminate that. And maybe that would be go a long way in establishing goodwill. I guess his basic argument was that, you know, he was in trouble. They knew he had a substance abuse problem and decided to get rid of him rather than offering him any help. You know, that's going to be determined by the lawyers or the courts or whatever the circumstances end up being. But, you know, again, just from the human perspective, you don't wish anybody ill will. I don't know Steve Sarkisian from a hole in the ground. You know, I knew he was a highly regarded coach. And then I knew once he got his opportunities that, you know, he succumbed to substance abuse. He's not the first one that's done that. I mean, I've been around some coaches that like to tip them back. And if they didn't have a substance abuse, they were certainly on the borderline of having one. It's a high-pressure occupation. And that outlet isn't always there. Sarkisian's in a big-time pressure cooker. And to me, it's good and very human that he has not only an outlet, but also a support system around him to help him to succeed. I hope he does succeed, you know, just on a human level, not a personal level. Don't know the guy. We're going to step out on the other side. We'll wrap up this edition of The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, thanks to Joey McWilliams for coming on board today. That was a terrific spot on Bob Stoops. You know, again, Thad Mata getting dismissed, and just following up on that a little bit, Sean McDermott has been offered the job and at Ohio State, and we'll see whether or not Greg McDermott offered the job at Ohio State. And according to Mr. Smith, they will have a coach in place by the weekend. So and the two figures have been McDermott and Fred Hoiberg, as I said. You know, Gene Smith targeting Hoiberg, and they targeted him first, which I knew they were going to do, to see whether or not they could entice a guy who had had great success on the collegiate level, but not so much on the professional level, at least thus far. But he seems committed to the Bulls, and unless something drastic changes, you know, he eliminated himself. They could come back with a counteroffer and offer him up more money because the pockets are deep in Columbus. But Hoiberg has gotten a taste of the professional life. And, you know, understand something. They all get paid around the same now, except for the super elite that get even more. But once you get that professional lifestyle of the private jets and all that kind of good stuff, and they get that on a collegiate level as well, but you don't have to go into the living rooms and close the deal. And that's the big difference between collegiate and pro. You know, once practice is over or the game is over, you're done. You don't have to plan out your recruiting trips. So strictly from that perspective, the pro game is more appealing. But McDermott, who's 52 years of age, well, he may end up taking that job. That's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. For Joe Spano, for Senator Roberto, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.
This is Joe Spano.
And this is Bob Black.
The Spano and Black Attack, now on from 5 a.m. Pacific time till 7 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday.
The Spano and Black Attack, the best sports talk on the best sports talk network, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.